Another 30 Defence Force personnel are heading to the UK to train Ukrainian soldiers. The NZDF personnel will be stationed in the UK until the end of July and will train Ukrainian military members in operating a specific weapon. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's a training-only mission.
Their specific purpose will be to help train Ukrainian soldiers in using a particular type of artillery that New Zealand soldiers are familiar and well-versed in. The weapon in question is the L119 light gun, and it's only used by a handful of countries, and New Zealand has been asked specifically to provide the training team for this purpose.
The Prime Minister says at no point will the New Zealanders enter Ukraine itself.
We're very comfortable that we are acting appropriately here, that this is a meaningful contribution that we can make and also makes use of the training that our personnel have. We'll take every request in that way, looking at our independent foreign policy, but also the parameters of our engagement with our Defence Force, which we're very careful about.
And joining us now is the Chief of Defence Force, Air Marshal Kevin Short. Kia ora, what makes our soldiers expert in this weapon?
Kia ora, Lisa. We actually use that particular light field gun, the L119, and we've used it for quite a few decades. And it's the one, the experience with the gun, and two, the experience we have in the sighting system. The dial sight system has actually recently been taken off our guns, and a more modern GPS gyro stabilised system is in use now. But we have in stock the sight systems. We have people that are well trained on it, and therefore we have more or less a unique skill that the UK has asked for.
So is it now more accurate? You can punch in coordinates on a GPS for where you want it to land?
In a way, yes. That's what we have fitted to ours, but what we have in surplus stock is the old dial sight system and a couple of other aiming systems that go with it, and we're boxing those up to send them to the UK so they can be fitted to the L119 light field gun that they're getting.
Can you describe this weapon so that people can, you know, get an idea in their head what we're talking about? Does it fire multiple rounds? Is it a single shot? How big is it? How far does it fire? That kind of stuff.
Oh, sure. The gun itself is artillery, and its calibre is 105 millimetres. That's around 4.1 inches in diameter. The gun itself has a barrel of around 6.5 metres, and they call it a light gun, but it actually weighs some 1,850 kilograms. So it's quite a large weapon system. It can be towed behind most larger military vehicles, and so you can tow it to where you need to operate it. It's able to be carried in under slung helicopters and in larger two-engine aircraft. So in other words, the utility of being able to move this gun is where it gets the light field gun name from.
Are you going to be training them purely in the mechanics, or are you going to be speaking to them about strategy and how best to use this weapon as well?
We will be talking about how to safely operate the gun itself. We'll be talking about target selection and analysis, and we'll be obviously talking about how to aim the system properly. So it will be about how to operate, and we think that if it's a trained crew that is coming from Ukraine, then we think it'll take about a week to say they'll be qualified on that gun.
So who's getting these soldiers from the Ukraine to the UK?
The UK is arranging that.
Okay. So in terms of this weapon, we have war with precision missiles these days. What use is this? What strategic use is this particular weapon that we're helping train people in?
This particular weapon system is used for what they call direct and indirect support to troops, and can be used in offensive or defensive operations. It can be used against armoured vehicles and other artillery posts. And as you would have seen on the news, Russia is using artillery to pound villages and cities, and this will be a counter force against that.
We've also had an intelligence deployment to help with the situation in Ukraine. Where's that at?
They're working with the UK, doing analysis of overhead imagery and using that to through the UK system to provide information to Ukraine military about the location and operation of Russian forces.
So are they identifying and have identified targets?
Yes, they have.
And is their work been successful thus far?
Yes, it has. The feedback I've had is we are providing good analysis of imagery and it is being used by the Ukraine forces.
And are they based anywhere outside of the UK?
No, just in the UK.
Appreciate your time this evening. Thanks for joining us. That is the Chief of Defence Force, Air Marshal Kevin Short.